Okay, well, it's not a new book. It was published about 3 years ago, but it's an old favourite author that we're quite familiar with, I think, generally. It's Rachel Joyce, who's best known for her book, The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry. But this is, she's written various other books, and she's got a new book, she has got a new book coming out in the summer called Miss Benson's Beetle. But that isn't what we're going to be reading. We're going to be reading The Music Shop. I have read it before, and I think that's one of the things about today is it's quite nice to go back to books that you enjoyed and that are familiar. When everything is all a little bit uncertain, it's quite nice to go back to something that you know is you enjoyed at the time. And I hope that people will be new to it or will return to it. It's set in the 1980s, and it's about a music shop threatened by the rise of CDs and shopping malls and chain stores. So it's an independent store. And it's run by a chap called Frank, and he's got a gift, and he believes in the restorative healing power of music, but he knows what his customers need to hear before they do. So whether it's classical music, jazz, punk, or rock, his shop will have it, so long as it's on vinyl. But he is threatened with existence until one day a mysterious woman comes into the shop in a pea green coat. And does she hold hope for the future for Frank and his shop? So you have to read and find out.
I had a quick scout around at some of the reviews and so on, and people are saying, has anyone ever tried to make a list of all the bits of music that are mentioned in the book? So I gather that's quite a tough thing to do.
Well, that does seem to be quite a trend in a number of books these days, though, that if authors do mention particular bits of music, then they or their fans will draw up a playlist. So you can actually go on the internet and look up the playlist for certain books and have it playing
while you're
reading
doing
the book.
The book. Sounds a good idea. Look after yourself, Catherine. I don't know
Thank
whether
you.
We'll be doing our next chat this way. I have a feeling we probably will rather than in person for a little while longer. But thanks for joining us.
Nice to speak to you.